this month, family and friends gathered under a blue sky at Camp Pendleton in Southern California for an award ceremony 11 years in the making. Two platoons of Marines in dress blues stood in formation to honor one of their fallen, Sergeant Rafael Peralta. He was killed in 2004 in Fallujah, Iraq, when an enemy hand grenade detonated underneath him during house-to-house fighting with insurgents. But the ceremony brought mixed emotions to Peralta's family and many of the Marines he served with. That's because Peralta was awarded the Marines' second highest combat award, the Navy Cross, not the nation's highest award for combat valor, the Medal of Honor, which his comrades say he deserved.
He truly saved my life, and he deserves nothing but the highest respect.
That's Staff Sergeant Adam Morrison. He was with Peralta that day in Iraq. Morrison says he saw Peralta, who'd already been shot several times, pull a hand grenade under his body, a conscious act of self-sacrifice to save others.
Part of his bones from his body were in my leg. So it pretty much kind of instills like, hey, he truly did this. And I was right next to him in the room.
There is yet to be a living Medal of Honor recipient from the Iraq War. All of the Medals of Honor from that conflict have been posthumous, and the government has awarded just four of them at a rate far lower than during earlier wars. Some Iraq veterans say many deserving troops are being overlooked. Writer Brian Van Riet, a former Army tank crewman, calls the process stingy.
It's become kind of this holy of holies that we don't really even give out anymore. And so to me, if we're not going to give it to Peralta, who are we going to give it to?
According to data from the Army Times, from World War I through Vietnam, the government awarded between 2 and 3 Medals of Honor per 100,000 troops. Since 9/11, the rate has dropped to less than 1/10 of that. Van Riet, who received the Bronze Star for Valor for service in Baghdad, says he's puzzled by that trend.
But I do think that it's remarkable how few Medal of Honors have been awarded for Iraq when you compare it against any other 20th century or 21st century war. And I don't think you can explain that away just by saying this is a different kind of war. Because while that's true, people are still demonstrating the same kind of courage.
The Pentagon defends its Medal of Honor process. Spokesman Nate Christensen says standards haven't changed. He says the military carefully considers a service member's actions and eyewitness accounts, as well as other evidence.
You know, the Medal of Honor standard is very high, and that's what we'd expect from our nation's most prestigious military award. And we require proof beyond a quote-unquote reasonable doubt that the member performed those valorous actions for which the Medal of Honor is recommended.
Still, Christensen says a Pentagon panel is reviewing each of the armed services' awards criteria, both for valor and for merit. He says the Secretary of Defense plans to release the panel's findings later this summer.
We're taking a hard look at all of this, and it's a department-wide effort.
Military leaders declined to discuss why Sergeant Peralta didn't receive the Medal of Honor. But at the Camp Pendleton ceremony, Peralta's family chose to focus on what the military did do to recognize him. In addition to the Navy Cross, he's received another exceptionally rare honor. A new warship has been named after him. His brother, Ricardo Peralta, says their mother had been lobbying for the Medal of Honor, but then she started attending ceremonies for the ship.
And that's where she tells me where she felt for the first time something that displayed his spirit in essence. So that gave her a complete change of heart.
Peralta's mother plans to donate his Navy Cross to the crew of the USS Rafael Peralta after the destroyer is christened in October. I'm John Ismay.